Welcome to the Comic Anvil, episode 28. This is the first part in a new series of interviews we are going to do with our comic fans on the fan cast. We're going to start with Kyle today, because actually he's the only one to make time to actually do the interview. So here it is. I hope you enjoy. It took a little over an hour to record, and it was a lot of fun, I thought. So please, enjoy. All right. Mike Chen. Okay, so I guess we'll start at the top. The top is, you're Kyle McPherson. You live in Manchester? Or that's your favorite soccer football team?
No, I didn't say soccer. You say football, but yeah, I live in Manchester.
There you go.
Obviously. The United Kingdom, right. Which Manchester is infinitely better than Detroit.
Okay, sure. you don't go to school or anything? You're not plans for college or anything like that?
Oh, God, no, I couldn't be bothered with that. Right. I work now, but, you know.
Okay. What do you do for work?
I'm a finance assistant, so,
holy shit.
You know.
Okay, that's cool.
When I say the title, it makes me sound, like, really clever, but I just do something that anyone else, once you know the system, anybody can really do.
Right. My wife took schooling to be a financial advisor at banks and stuff, and she didn't really like it. So now she's a bank teller, whatever. It's got good hours for her. Anyways, yeah, we've got this big list. There's about, 29 questions that are doable, I believe. So we'll start at the top. What's your first comic book, man?
Oh, fuck. I swear, I've given this, like, origin story. So it's like my own origin story so many times. Mm-hmm. But it was Amazing Spider-Man 653, which I bought on the 6th of March 2011, and the reason I remember that date exactly is because my birthday is the 4th of March, and it was some
Shut
of the
up.
Birthday month.
Dude, my daughter's birthday is the 4th of March. That's just
it's a great
weird.
Day.
I guess it is a great day. Well, that's cool.
I got some birthday money, and I was always aware of this comic shop in City Centre. Well, I say aware. I was aware for a couple months, but, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, when you first buy it or first go in, it's like you're just looking around, you're not sure what to get. Yep. And it's one of those things where I've always loved Spider-Man, so I just picked it up anyway. It wasn't like it was, I think it's like two issues in to a story at the time, but for the simple fact that it was just some Spider-Man, and I love Spider-Man.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. That's the way to jump in, like both feet blind. I mean, you can figure it out along the way.
However, I like to use that mentality, but, you know, at the time, DC was like, no, you see things like Batman, it's up to, what, over 600 issues or something stupid like that. And it's like, I use that as a deterrent.
Oh, really?
Well, it's not really. It kind of put me off. Mm-hmm. And I've said it before, if the New 52 hadn't happened, I wouldn't be reading DC. I'd probably read Batman, but that's about it.
I believe that. I totally believe that. All right. Okay, next question. Who's your favorite character?
Here's a surprise.
Spider-Man?
It is. Oh, how did you ever guess?
I don't know. Yeah. It was either that or Batman. That's cool, man.
I realized a while ago. Not a while ago, but, you know, how much I actually like Batman. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things where I know I like Batman, but then I look around and I've got a bunch of Batman t-shirts, I've got the Batman DVDs, I've got the Batman DVD, the series of the Batman that people don't like for some reason. Exactly! They've been showing it on TV over here, and I've been watching it because I enjoyed the show. And then I got the Batman The Brave and the Bold, which is also awesome, but yeah.
That's a good one too.
Even in spite of all these things, I've realised that, and I got the games, I love Batman, but I love Spider-Man. He is the character, and this is dating all the way back to the 90s with that show, the one that was on Fox Kids,
right.
Which unfortunately hasn't aged that well.
Ooh.
Over the past 20 years, or almost 20 years.
I think it's still watchable, but whatever.
it's watchable, but it's can't be held as highly as I used to have it.
So would you say that Batman is your guilty pleasure character?
No, because it depends. Whenever someone says guilty pleasure, it's always like, negative, kind of negative connotation for something that they're ashamed of or embarrassed. But especially with Batman, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Everyone loves the majority. Everyone apart from you loves Batman.
You got me.
Yeah, there's nothing that. This is just generally me anyway, but there's nothing I enjoy that I'm embarrassed to say that I enjoy. I like what I like. So it's like when I wanted to do this in the first place, thinking guilty pleasure, is like, there's nothing that I can think of remotely.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one myself, but I don't know.
Exactly. You like what you like and don't, and just own it. It's just like that.
What would be my guilty pleasure? I guess, man, reading those Cross comics, because they're so absolutely over the top and violent and gory, and people might look at me weird. Whatever, I don't care, though. That's the difference. Okay.
The only thing is about people looking at me weird is if I try and read Saga on the bus home. Like, it's impossible to be done, because nobody can look at you.
Yeah.
You look like a dirty guy looking at these weird pictures, giant mutants, and this some infected Bob was like, nah, nice.
Yeah, no dope. Okay. What do we got here? So number four, we kind of glazed over that. Number five, comic character feel you were most like.
This one.
No. Oh, a comic that is underrated.
Oh,
my bad. What is a comic that is underrated? I could think of a few myself.
Yeah, and again, this is one of those things, is what do you determine underrated? Whether it's that not enough people read it, or that it wasn't critically as well received. Me personally, I prefer to look at it under which was not as successful. Mm-hmm. And I could say the recent volume of Journey into Mystery, is cancelled after the next issue, which I'm disappointed about, but I think it's probably Moon Knight, the one that earned the Bendis and the Leave Moon Knight series, and I love that.
Really?
I loved it so much. It's just, it gets weird at times, because during this time, Moon Knight is in Hollywood, so he's got to take down this kingpin of the new kingpin of Los Angeles or whatever.
Right.
And there's an Ultron head, which, when the series ends, it says Moon Knight will return in Age of Ultron, because obviously Age of Ultron.
He was in it.
In developed for years. Yeah. Oblivious to it.
Yeah.
I said, screw Age of Ultron. But anyway, I think it was cool, is that Moon Knight, for whatever reason, had these split personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, for whatever reason, he was seeing Wolverine, Captain America, and Spider-Man. They never explained why, which I'm okay with, but it was just cool and just weird, and he'd try and imitate them at the same time. So he had Wolverine, some claws, like Wolverine he was. There's one where there's an issue where he dresses up as Spider-Man, goes into, I think, a strip club and starts beating people up. and then there's another panel with the Avengers, and he starts questioning, why the hell did you do this? And not, it's great.
Wow, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, it's a great series. I think the main reason it got cancelled, obviously, is poor sales. Bendis tries to say, well, obviously, if he says it, he can only take his word for it, but he was only going to do 12 issues anyway. But the main complaint people had, really, is that they couldn't justify buying another $3.99 book. Because, come on, this is Marvel, and $3.99 books is ridiculous. Double shipping as well.
There you go. Yeah, because us Avengers kids can't afford all them comics, Marvel. Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, good one, man. So then, comic character you feel you are most like? Are you going to say T'Challa?
No.
Oh, come on. I'll be Namor.
Be royal. Nah. You know, I was thinking about this one before as well. But it could be. See, now this makes it seem really sick. But if you think the superior Spider-Man, I'm not speaking Spider-Man, I'm speaking superior. So this is Doc Ark. This is just being a guy that does what he wants to do. And to him, the ends justify the means. And some of the things that he does, I go, yep, yeah, agree with it 100%. Mm,
good call.
I think it's my sick mind or whatever.
Sure.
Because it's funny because I was speaking to one of my friends and we were joking about, oh, we should make a comic and all that. But I know I couldn't do that because I write like a 5-year-old. But it's the assumption that I'd make a kid's book just for the sake of it. But she's convinced that somehow I would turn it into some sort of sick and twisted thing because, you know, that's just how my brain works, apparently.
Horror stories for infants. Nice. All right, that was a good one, too. I could see that, man. Because I think anybody who had the powers of Spider-Man would be a lot more of a, what's the word, dick.
Yeah.
It's just me, though, I guess. Okay, so what's your most annoying character?
Fucking Deadpool.
Mine would be Mary Jane Watson. Fucking hate her. Anyways, Deadpool, I can see that, man. He's a little overexposed.
Well, so you can say there's a lot of overexposed characters, but my problem with Deadpool is that he's just one note. I can take humor, right? I don't need serious books. We don't need serious comics. I'm not asking for that. I don't need everything to be Snyder's Batman or something like that. But my problem is if you're going to go down the direct humor route, make it funny.
Good call. The
problem is Deadpool is not funny. He's just an annoying character who has his little hipster fans who beg and plead over him or whatever, make him seem like he's such a great character. I tried the new Marvel Now one. I gave him another chance. It was trash.
Really? They actually brought in an actual comedian to help write on that book.
Exactly. That's what bothered me the most, is that it still was not funny.
Yeah, he's not. I don't find him very funny in Thunderbolts either.
Oh, God. I gave up on Thunderbolts after issue one.
Oh, yeah, well.
That art, man, I just couldn't.
Yeah, everybody's different when it comes to Mr. Dillon. All right, so you don't like Deadpool, I can tell.
Yeah, but just as well, though, I think the thing about Deadpool is if he is the star, I can't deal. Ryan Reynolds, as much as I've made jokes about how much I hate Green Lantern, hate Ryan Reynolds, in X-Men Origins, because he wasn't the focal point, Deadpool was tolerable. Mm-hmm. Uncanny X-Men by Rick Remender. Tolerable, because again, not the main thing. Hulk versus movie, Hulk versus Wolverine, he was great in it.
That guy was good. Nolan North?
Nolan North, the man that has to voice that everything, yeah. He was great.
I like that one. That was a good one. Bang, 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 bang.
Anyways. When he cuts off his arm and he's like, just had that, putting the individual pieces back together.
Yeah. Yeah, he has his moments, but yeah, he could be very annoying, I'd say. All right, moving along. Most annoying. Favorite comic couple? Ooh. What? Like Batman and Superman? Are we thinking, I guess that's more of a Wonder Woman Superman?
Because
they're doing it now, right?
Yeah, and then they're going to have their own series. Superman, Wonder Woman.
Really?
Yeah, it's coming after that stupid Forever Evil month. Nice one, DC. Yeah, can't wait for that. Can't wait to not pick up any of your books. Anyway.
It's going to be a cheap month.
Most shops aren't going to stock them because they can't justify ordering that many.
Yeah.
Unless it's on their pull list themselves, they won't order them.
I know my comic dealer in the big city, he's not very happy with DC right now because of this. It's somewhat confusing. Like, he was like, the last issue of Dial H is in Justice League something. I was like, what? Why would it be? Okay, sure. So I just, whatever, I'm going to stay away from Forever Evil.
Yeah.
Back to the question. Why is there an advertisement on my dash? Do you have an advertisement?
No.
They're poaching eggs. It's disgusting, and I don't feel good. Oh.
Comic couple, I think if you are going this traditional sense of couple, I've got a feeling that a lot of my questions are going to end up with this character, but whatever. It is Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy, because, you know, if you've seen anything by me, I'm Team Gwen.
Nice.
Screw Mary Jane.
Nice.
And it is mainly, I think, Spectacular Spider-Man, great show. I like Gwen in that. And the Amazing Spider-Man movie. Emma Stone, yeah. Andrew Garfield. I think that it's just the way they work together. It makes me buy into the relationship a lot more. And it's going to break me next year, which is great.
I think she'll make it to part three before they throw her off a building, man.
Yeah.
That's my guess. So.
There's a chance. There's a chance that they could ignore it, because again, they are taking elements from the Ultimate Universe, and she's alive.
You're right. They don't have to. They don't have to kill her. But everybody's assuming, you know.
Yeah, everyone is. It's a safe assumption. Mm-hmm. But again, it's one of the most iconic stories for Spider-Man, and it does help lead in for the future and Mary Jane and all that.
Cool, man. Good choice.
And then we can do Spider-Man Blue.
Okay. Best series being published right now. I'm going to go with Absolution. What nobody reads, but it's awesome.
God. This is hard. This is legit hard. If we did this a couple months ago, I would have said Hawkeye.
Why is Hawkeye still going, isn't it? Why?
Yeah, it's still going.
Okay, okay.
But it's... I don't think it's that... I think it makes me sound like such a hipster, but it's not as... I don't think it's as good. I think that maybe because, to me, issue 6 was the pinnacle. It was the best, one of the best single issues I've ever read. But... again, people are going to moan or whatever, but screw off. Ultimate Comics Spider-Man, you know, yeah. I rave about the series. I love it.
No, it's still going strong. I have no complaints about that. It's a good answer, man. I enjoyed it. I read fucking right from number one straight until, I don't know, issue 7 or 8 of Miles. But then I kind of got mad at Marvel and dropped all their books. And I never got back into it because I was like, ah, fuck it, I'll just trade weight it if I really want it. Because honestly, for me, when Miles got on, everything slowed to a crawl. Like, slow. And I didn't dig it.
Well, because he spent... Well, what's the name? Bendis did that for the original Ultimate Spider-Man, where his origins... They did an origin story that lasted a long time. And it took... I think it took Miles to, like, issue 16 or something like that before he actually got the web shooters.
Yeah. Well, he writes it for trade. He always has. And it reads better in a trade, I find. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then you're not waiting. Bring me the remote, you little turkey lurkey. It's right there beside the rest of the remotes on that table. Please, stop with the whining. Okay. Another good answer. So where are we on here? Best series? Okay. Most touching comic book scene? Like, the most you touched yourself reading a comic?
You always gonna make it go dirty about it, don't you?
I'm sorry, I just woke up.
That's your immediate reaction.
Usually.
Okay.
At least it says touching.
For God's sake.
Fuck, that's a hard one, man. I think, I'll give you a minute to think about that, because I've got one. Probably my most touching comic book scene was when Peter David ended his first run on the Hulk. With the Rick Jones in the Future story, I just about freaking cried. It was just so sad that Peter David was leaving the book, and he kind of set up where he was going to go, like this is what he was going to do with the Hulk, but we'll never see that now because, you know, Peter quit. And then they let the Hulk languish for a long time until Joey Q came on and was like, all right, man, let's fix this guy. And eventually they come up with World War Hulk, and they've kind of fixed him. So, yeah, that was my most touching. I didn't touch myself, but I almost cried.
Token, alright, I'm going. Oh God, this is such a repetition of everything.
Well, it's okay. You're going to say when Peter died, right? That was touching too.
To me, really, though, it didn't bother me because I'd never read. That was the only Ultimate Spider-Man issue I read at the time.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Again, when I heard that Peter Parker was going to die in this issue, I was like, oh. Death of Spider-Man or whatever. And he teased it with his dying. So, okay then. Yeah. Let's see what happens. And yeah, but it didn't have the emotional connection that much. I liked it. It was a touching scene at the end when he died, obviously, but it didn't have the connection. But God, Spider-Man Blue is so sad at the end. It's just
Spider-Man Blue?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I've read that.
Spider-Man Blue is just in general. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale.
Yeah, it's all Jeff is it Tim Sale. Yeah. It's based all of it, in case you didn't know. It's Peter Parker looking back at his relationship with Gwen and all that. And basically in the end it's that he's recording it, he leaves a message for every year and everything like that. And Mary Jane walks in on him as he's doing it. All she basically says is that she misses Gwen as much as Peter does. Because it's the exception that Gwen is the one that Peter probably should have ended up with.
He would have ended up.
And even Mary Jane knows that.
Yeah. Harsh.
So her death kind of worked out well for him. But then again, their marriage never happened anymore. So
it's true. Greatest moment in comic book history. I don't think that's one of the questions. All right, that was another good one, man. I'm going to have to check that book out. I haven't read it. I read the Hulk one. That was it. Comic book best series. Most touching. Oh, Dream versus match. Ooh. I think we could cross-pollinate here, you know? We could have a Marvel guy versus a DC guy if you want.
Yeah. Guy?
Girl, sure.
I want... what's in it? I want Wonder Woman. You know, it's a toss up because I want a Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel, whatever the hell you want to call her, movie. Just have a female character beat DC to the punch. I want Captain Marvel to be Marvel's equivalent to Wonder Woman.
Nice.
Then that's just something that. We need a female character movie. DC are dragging the heels with this Wonder Woman movie. And again, as usual, it's in development. Either put up or shut up.
Yep, agreed. So yeah, Wonder Woman versus Captain Marvel. That's a good one. I think Captain Marvel can hold her own pretty well.
She's got the alien powers. She's not stupid. Right.
Nobody said she was. Mind you, Wonder Woman is a trained warrior. Mind you, so is Captain Marvel. She's a soldier, right?
Yeah, well, I was initially thinking, obviously, Lady Sif.
Ooh.
Because, again, she's pretty much Wonder Woman if she was a Norse god, from Asgard, basically. Well, if Wonder Woman was in Marvel, she'd be probably basically Lady Sif, but, you know, a B-list character or a C-list character.
Good point. I'd call her B-list. Because you know what she is, but you don't really care.
Yeah.
Like a red shirt in Star Trek.
Yeah, people know now. Yeah. But I don't even think people know Lady Sif that well from the Thor movies. I think people know her as that woman that fights. Mm.
She was badass in the Thor movie, I thought.
Yeah, of course. Mm. And I think she's more in it in the Dark World.
Nice.
But, yeah.
Cool. All right. I like that one. Favorite comic book cartoon series. Ooh.
Okay. See, I've already said that.
Yeah, I think you did.
I love Spider-Man, the Spider-Man 90 show. However, I also use the caveat, it hasn't aged well.
No, it hasn't. However, it has not.
No. On a nostalgia speaking, it's a great, but now, no. Can't tell, I couldn't say to my cousin, my 8-year-old cousin, yo, go watch this 90s cartoon. It's great. No. Because the definitive Spider-Man cartoon, the spectacular Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
I love it so much. It's so awesome. It got bloody scrapped after two series. Oh.
I didn't like the designs of that show. That's why I never watched it. Cheek Gallo.
You know what?
It just doesn't do it for me.
At first, it did bug me. I was like, why so weird? But I think it's one of those things where I prefer teenage Peter Parker to adult version.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm enjoying Ultimate Spider-Man. I've read the first six trades. I enjoyed the Amazing Spider-Man. He's in high school. In the Raimi films, he basically gone into college at that point.
The first movie,
you see him in the first one, he's in it, but doesn't he graduate at the end of it or something?
By the end? I don't remember that's graduating.
Point in the movie. But in Spider-Man 2, he's in college for sure.
Yep.
But yeah. I prefer the younger Peter Parker than all ones, too.
Spectacular Spider-Man, huh? That's a tough one for me, man. I could look at my wall of cartoons for a while. I don't know. I guess my last one would be Avengers: Earth's Mightiest Heroes, because that was damn fun.
That was great, that one. I'm just not watching Avengers Assemble.
They're on YouTube, if you want to watch them.
I don't want it, though. It's one of those things that I prefer to... If I don't want to watch them, I'm not going to watch it at all.
I think it's...
Just like people say, oh, watch Beware the Batman, give it a chance. I don't want it. I don't want the show. I don't need... The show doesn't need me to watch it, so what's...
Right.
So why bother?
Well, I needed to watch it myself. I think the character casting, the voice act casting they did for this new Avengers cartoon sucks. Like, so... Because it's so close to the last one, you know, and you get used to people being their characters, and then you go and alter them to sound like little teenage kids. Doesn't really work for me.
Oh God, what's his name's doing there? Iron Man voice, Adrian Pazdar.
Oh, he's horrible, dude.
He is now, though, the animated Iron Man voice.
That's lame.
Because he's in more things than the guy who did Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we're not counting Armored Adventures, because that's a younger Tony.
Oh, yeah.
But in that Marvel anime, Iron Man, in that other, that Rise of the Technovore or whatever, and this Hulk one he's going to be in as well, Hulk and Iron Man animated movie, it's all Pazdar, so he is Iron Man of the animated universe. So
you're telling me to suck it up and get used to it?
I'm telling you, I ain't watching it.
Good one. Okay, let's move on here. a comic everyone should read. Spider-Man?
No. No.
Hulk?
Oh, God. I think everyone should read the first trade of Hawkeye. Because it's just... issue 6 isn't even in the first trade. But the first five are great, but it's a toss-up, really, between that and so I think it's probably easiest to go Hawkeye. I think
sure.
It is, without sounding like, without, you don't have to feel like a hipster for liking it.
I don't think so. But
Matt Fraction is probably a pretty considered of a hipster writer, really.
Okay.
But I think the first set of issues were a lot more lighthearted than it is now. It's kind of having what it is now, it has a story, but these are more going over multiple issues. Back then, it was just single issues, and that's what I liked the most about
nice.
It. Just one, done in one story, I had as much fun as however many pages that is.
That's what I used to enjoy the Jonah Hex comic before the reboot, because each one was basically done in one. Awesome reads.
Yeah.
I love reading a comic like that are done in one. So the first trade, eh?
Yeah, sometimes I don't want to read the stories. I read, obviously, I've got God knows how many issues Spider-Man comics. I've got Batman comics. But they're overarching stories, and they're great. But sometimes I just want something quick just to read and done.
Nice. Okay, how about a book you've read more than five times? You got any of those? I got a few of those.
Got this. See, I think on the scale of my trades, which I don't really have that many of, really, compared to a lot of other people that I've seen who I don't know where you used to get the money.
My collection's 20 years old. It's taken me a long time.
Yeah, but there's people my age that have been reading. Like past 3 or 4 years, they are ridiculous. Yeah. But I love Hush, Batman Hush. I love really? It. Right,
good one.
Again, this is I think these are one of the last years before people started to complain about Jeff Loeb or whatever, where he only writes. He doesn't write. His writing isn't any good for reasons that I'm not going to talk about because it doesn't need to be said. But it's not an excuse as to why it can't be good. But Hush, I love it. Main thing is I love Jim Lee's artwork. I'm a huge Jim Lee fan. And it makes Superman look cool in panels, which, you know my thing about Superman.
But I think so.
I think it is a great story itself. Where what happens again? He lets Catwoman know who he really, who Batman reveals his true identity. He brings in a new villain, Hush, a former friend of Bruce Wayne, whatever. But and it, I think it fits his identity and everything. May have spoiled it a little bit, but it's still once you go through the journey itself, I can tell you what happened, but if you don't experience it itself, it's two different things.
Yeah, for sure. That's I might have to check that out. I've heard a lot of people talk about it. Even my buddy's like, you gotta read Hush. I'm like, go fuck off. I don't bring no Batman comics into my house. Even if I've got a long box full of Batman comics. One day I'll check it out, man. Probably I could name a Batman comic I've read more than five times, and that would be The Cult. I really enjoyed that book. Batman gets broken and tortured and beat up. It's great. It's great. I love it. See, that's my thing. This is why, if anybody's wondering why Eric hates Batman so much, it's not really that I hate Batman. You try arguing with a Batman fan about Batman fighting anybody, and Batman always wins. Well, I'm sorry to say, there are many, many examples through the history of Batman comics where Batman doesn't always win.
Yeah, people like to cherry pick. Oh, you know those couple, you know where in the Dark Knight Returns he beats Superman? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. In the future, with Green Arrow's help, that's not one-on-one. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyways. This is about Kyle, not about Batman.
Yeah, but there's a death battle on YouTube where Spider-Man beats one-on-one, no pre-planning, Spider-Man beats Batman.
There's another one, too, Wolverine versus Batman, Wolverine beats him.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
I like that one, too. Anyways, okay, what are we on, 12, 13? Okay, 14. Current? No, we don't need to do 14 or 15. Okay, funniest comic book scene.
God, this is harder. This is probably the hardest one now, because then you're thinking about individual ones. I seem to pick an individual scene itself. One of the funny ones as lately, but I can't remember what issue it was, but All New X-Men, where it's basically coming off of what happens in Uncanny Avengers, where Havoc or Alex Summers or whatever goes on about he doesn't want to be called a mutant, he hates the M-word or whatever. And while they're on the jet home, X-Men from the past are questioning, wait, is mutant a bad word and everything? And then Iceman starts asking, any word can be derogatory if you put enough malice in it or something like that. And he goes, I think it's maybe Stuart Immonen's art as well, where it shows him going all snooty, and he starts talking pepperoni. He looks proper smug about it as he's doing it. Yeah, that's one of the funny ones that I could think of.
Iceman's been pretty funny in that series. I like the one where the Avengers show up and Thor's there, and he just hits Thor in the face with a snowball. He's like, oh shit, it's actually Thor. It's like, that's a good one. Right on, man. Okay, what are we at? 17. Most useless villain. I think I know your answer for this one.
Go on then, what do you think my answer is?
Carnage.
No, he's the most pointless. Oh. The one most one-dimensional.
Okay.
I hate Carnage, but... most useless... When you go think most useless, then you're going down, really. All the B-list villains, all these jabronis that are nothing. So,
jabronis.
So, you said jabroni. Yeah. Long live the Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I'm changing it to most pathetic, and
okay.
The most pathetic villain, because that's the easier for me to think. As much as I hate the Penguin, I just hate Penguin.
Yeah.
Hate him so much.
Good one.
Apart from in Arkham City, Nolan North voices him. But apart from that, I hate the Penguin.
I didn't know that.
I hate Batman Returns. I don't like that everyone proclaims Batman Returns is great and the original Batman. No, it's not. Can't pull with that.
It's just a fun movie, I think. Oh, the Penguin, hey, that's a good one, actually. I'd never...
He's just seen so stupid. And I'm reaching towards the Batman as well, where every episode that he is in pissed me off. And it still pisses me off, and I'm watching it. I was watching it the other day where he tries to rob Bruce from Wayne Manor. And it's just... Oh, God. It's like, sort it out, you freaks. Go away. I don't see the point in the Penguin.
He's a gangster, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a gangster. But, I ain't being... Oh, God.
Okay, I gotcha. favorite B-list character? Who's B-list, though? Who decides these lists?
I think, well, obviously, there's no disputing over the A-list characters are probably some of the easiest ones to name, because they're the ones that have the films, they have the books.
Right.
So, like, obviously, there's no one's going to dispute Spider-Man, Wolverine, Batman, Superman. Iron Man's the caveat there.
Yeah.
Iron Man's, before 2008...
He was a B-guy.
He's a B-list. Yeah, he's a jabroni. Nobody cared about Iron Man.
That's right.
People care about Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
Huh. Now, is he an A-list?
I would say so.
Is the comic Iron Man an A-list character?
He's in a lot of books, so sure, why not?
Mm-hmm. But I don't like Iron Man anyway. But I want to say... I'm going to go Captain Marvel, because she's the one that I want to have a movie. She's the one that I want to be Marvel's.
Okay.
Marvel's. I want her to be one of the A-list characters. I want her to be Marvel's equivalent to Wonder Woman.
Nice. That's a good one.
But I don't think it'll happen. And I've had, well, obviously, as stupid ideas that I usually have, but how they can incorporate old Captain Marvel... timeline and the one that Kelly Sue DeConnick's brought in her run, but I think it could possibly depend on whether they want to use the Kree or not. If they don't want to use the Kree, mm-hmm. I don't know what happens. Mm. But yeah, well, Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers.
Good answer. I like that one. I would like to see some more bump for her too, because she's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
What are we at?
Because even when you read it, even Captain America knows not to mess with her.
Right. Yeah, no shit. Okay, comic book, city, universe you wish you lived in?
Oh, God, I don't want to live in any of them.
Hmm.
If you live in the DC universe, there's dead kids everywhere. People get killed. If you live in Gotham, you're a moron. Why do I live in Gotham? Live in Metropolis, you got a risk of a giant alien flying through your house. No, forget that. If you live in the Marvel Universe, well, then again, if I just don't live in New York, I'm probably safe.
Probably.
Yeah. And I think England's pretty safe, even safer. We've only got...
Oh, I don't know. You guys got, like, MI-13 and Captain Britain and all that stuff. I'd be a little concerned. And I watched the new G.I. Joe movie the other day. They fucking blew up London, man.
Oh,
blew it
God.
Up.
I know.
I was like, what the fuck?
I think it's like What is the other film? I saw G.I. Joe. This screws over in that. There's another film that came out around then where it was basically like, nah, go fuck yourself, England. I'll just nuke you again. What movies have I seen? Oh, I actually saw it in the cinema. I'm sure I did. I can't even remember. No, it's in there. Doesn't London get messed up in Star Trek? In the new Star Trek
film? Shit, I don't remember. Maybe.
I think it does. At least by the trailers, it does. But I haven't seen the movie yet.
Well, they fucked it up in G.I. Joe pretty hard.
Yeah, really.
I was like, what the fuck, man? That's
for no reason.
Acceptable collateral damage, you know, it's no big deal. Yeah. London's gone, but hey.
Oh, yeah, I know why. Because they think, okay, since we were using racial innuendos about, like, Korea or whatever, making kind of racial jokes, let's just get the white people instead so it doesn't make it seem like complete racists. Okay.
Okay. That's a good justification, I guess. So really, okay, well, hey, you know what? You don't have to pick a place on Earth. There's other places, right? Like, say, Titan, where Thanos was from. There's a bunch of people who live up there.
I really want to live there.
What about the moon? Yeah. What about the moon with the Inhumans? No?
Oh, God.
What about Atlantis?
Yeah.
Actually,
you know, because that's really turned out well for them. I live in Wakanda.
That's what I was
They're clever. Let's go. Post AVX.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in no tsunami world there. It's where everyone died.
Hot warrior chicks.
Post AVX, technologically superior to everywhere else. Yeah, let's go with Wakanda. There you go.
Good one. I like that one too. That's my choice as well. All right. Favorite superpower or skill? Super strength, flying, sticking to walls, hypnotism.
What? Read minds.
Read minds? Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah. So basically, because as well, if you go off like Professor X or whatever, you can read minds and he can plant things in people. So basically, it works both ways, and that would be pretty awesome.
That is a good one, yeah. I personally would go with super strength because I like to break shit. So who's your favorite writer then?
Oh, God. I'm a Bendis fan.
What's wrong with that?
I like the way he writes characters.
Cool.
But I've read bad Bendis stuff.
Oh, man, everybody does something bad.
Everyone does something bad. However, I haven't read anything bad by Scott Snyder.
Oh, that's horseshit.
His Batman run is awesome. Yeah. His American Vampire is awesome, right?
Right.
I haven't read anything that he has wrote that's completely I'm waiting for this moment. It's going to be a tremendous fall.
You think it's going to be in Superman?
Eventually happens.
It's going to be in Superman.
I'm not counting this because I read two issues and I'm not reading anymore.
Okay.
Because I'm not it doesn't count in my mind, but I think Scott Snyder's probably, though. His Batman run's amazing.
Scott Snyder would like to hear that himself. He was all up Josh's butt. He was like, thanks for reviewing my work. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say he was up his butt, but I'm sure Josh would let him in if he asked. Anyways, that's our own personal connection from the comic gamble to Scott Snyder. Josh talks to him on the internet. All right, I won't diss that answer, even though I've read one thing of his that I didn't enjoy. The Image series, I can't remember what it's called now. It's supposed to be a horror book, and it was just not scary.
Nothing.
It starts with an X. Stretched? Stitched? No, that ain't Stitched. That's a different comic. Fuck, I can't remember. Anyways, good art, bad story. A comic book second volume which disappointed you. Huh? Like Hawkeye, the second volume, disappointing? No, maybe.
It's not.
No.
Yeah, because obviously disappointing doesn't mean bad.
No.
But I'm trying to think. No, I don't think it has disappointed me. I think it's more the third volume, third set, because I was reviewing at the time. I think I was giving them 8, 9s and such up until like lately, but. It could be. Avengers. Hickman's Avengers.
What? Really?
I am not. I was going into it as like, oh God, Hickman's taking Avengers. Really?
He's got so many ideas.
Because he's got ideas. I'm not disputing that. But I can't justify buying a book. It's one of he is one of those people that always say he's a trade waiting kind of writer. He writes for the trade. But I could not just going into it, I thinking, now I'm not going to read these Avengers books because he's writing them, and I just can't be waiting that long to get payoff.
Yeah, no, but then, it's a long wait with him always.
Yeah, but then I read the first, what is that, four or five issues, and I was like, yes, this obviously it still had that something ominous coming or whatever, which is obviously what Infinity is leading to, but I thought just a single issue's on the run. I thought they were great. I thought the art was great and everything like that. But then the second volume, and then it's just like one character at a time for a bit. And it's like, right, okay.
I could see that because there's a lot of setup going on.
Yeah, I get that he's setting up Infinity, but it's just like the way he was writing the characters, it just was nothing really was happening enough to
maintain your interest.
But now we've got Infinity, and I'm after Guardians of the Galaxy 5. I'm looking forward to it now.
Right on. Okay, that's cool. If I had to pick one, I don't know if it would count, but I'd say Secret Wars 2 because fuck, it's horrible compared to the first one.
Oh, if you want to do this generally crap event, you got Fear Itself.
No, but we were talking like a second volume of a series.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Please.
Okay, let's move on. Who's your favorite artist?
Oh God!
So many, I know.
I love me some of David Marquez is great. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be easy. Just Greg Capullo. Well, yeah. And Batman it's amazing. And I think mainly because him and Snyder work well together, intertwine. Dayton is David Aja, and again, I think it's more of the ones that I like are ones that have worked with an artist, with a writer for a period of time. So you got Whedon Samnee on Daredevil.
I know what you're saying.
You got Sara Pichelli and Bendis. You got Bendis and Marquez on Ultimate Spider-Man. You got David Aja and Matt Fraction on Iron Fist and Hawkeye. But if I had to choose, I'd go with
Humberto Ramos. Greg Capullo. Oh, Greg Capullo. No. Okay, no, that's a good one.
I know you're in love with. Yeah, I know you love. Deep down, you love Ramos.
No, I don't. I don't at all, actually.
You love Ryan Stegman.
I do, actually. I really do. I like just kind of a little bit of Joe Madd, a little bit of Dale Keown. And actually, if I had to pick my favorite artist.
Oh, God, I forgot about Joe Madd.
Fuck that guy, man. Dale Keown. He is my favorite artist. He has been for a while. I wish he would draw more instead of just doing covers and working for Top Cow. Whatever. We did get a little interior art on the A+X. That was kind of nice from him. I miss his art, man. Okay, so where are we at here? Favorite dream character team-up? Huh? Like Batman and Superman? They already did that.
And we get movies dedicated to that.
I think you already kind of answered this, right? Because if you wanted... or was that a versus? Yeah. I was thinking you were saying Captain Marvel and Wonder Woman.
But if you think about it now, it's a comic book. So, by all rights, it would probably eventually end up with them teaming up anyway. Because you got to fight before you can be friends.
That's right.
Exactly. So, looping it back, give me Wonder Woman, Captain Marvel. May I just add some whatever, Red Sonja, add some Lady Sif. I'm just having as many people as I want. This is character team up. I was not limited down. Get Valkyrie. I just like women beating, killing, just destroying anything.
And they're all smoking hot. I love it.
Yes, and Swords is awesome.
I can't deny your dream team. It's kind of my dream team too. Except I'd have more Amazons.
I've Guardians. I got Valkyrie and 3D Sith.
What's that one chick's name? Oh fuck, I can't remember. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Let's move along here. Book.
Oh, and Gamora. I'm adding Gamora as well. Gamora. Awesome.
Yes, she is. A book you plan on reading, huh?
Oh, what kind of
question is that? Everything that comes out next Wednesday. That's my answer.
There's a couple that I mean to read.
Okay. Name one.
That I have on my Amazon wish list.
Okay.
Which I have just so conveniently have on my phone right now. And one of them really is I want to read Bendis' Daredevil.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I didn't like Daredevil. Obviously, I know it's not the same as Matt Wade's Daredevil.
Ew.
Obviously, so much more depressing.
Yes.
But it's made me more, at least, interested in reading about Daredevil. Huh.
That's a good...
Matt Wade's stuff has made me interested in Daredevil.
Very nice. Yeah, I've never been a Daredevil fan until Mark Waid jumped on, and I was like, well, I gotta check this out, because Mark Waid doesn't really do wrong in my eyes. I mean, I don't think I've ever read a bad story from him. Well, maybe I have in The Flash or something like that, but he blocked that shit out. Yeah, good choice, man. Daredevil. I never thought of something like that. I couldn't answer this question right now. Because my answer is everything that comes out next Wednesday. All right.
Well, it's the convenience of me just having my phone right here with my Amazon wish list.
There you go.
So
that would work, yeah. Okay. A comic you wish they would make into a movie. Well, you kind of touched that one already too, right?
Yeah,
Captain Marvel,
and just quickly, since I'm asked to explain, I've already explained why, but this is just things that I would have put in. You know, she had when you do it, you can kind of justify Captain Marvel's existence within the Marvel Cinematic Universe, if you want, but it kind of alters her powers. You'd be eliminating the Kree. Uh-huh. But you could say that of the weapons, something happened with the weapons that that Chitauri used. Somehow it gave them powers. Somehow, some sort of experimentation that they were using, that Shield was using with it, and it somehow gave her powers. He introduced her on the Shield TV show, because for those that know, in the Ultimate Universe, she is. On the Shield, she was a director of Shield
right.
for a while.
I remember that. Carol Danvers.
Couldn't remember. Yeah. You can justify this using this new costume instead of those horrible costumes that just make no sense.
I don't mind your last costume.
It's a stupid costume.
You don't like
really.
It?
All right. If someone wants a cosplay of it, right? Fine, but if you're going to imagine that in a film or something like that,
mm-hmm.
it just looks stupid.
That's why they're trying.
Someone would be using a swimsuit, basically a swim costume, yeah. as to fight that guy.
Huh. Interesting. That's a good point. You probably just gained some female fans with that one, but that's okay. I'm all about the bikini. I don't mind. I can handle 2 hours of a hot chick running around blowing people up in a bikini. Sounds like my kind of movie. Yeah, all right. Favorite comic book movie so far, I guess. Jeez. That's not really that hard, is it? Well, I guess there's not that many to choose.
I've got a tie. I'm tying.
You got a tie?
Yeah.
Between what?
Between Avengers.
Uh-huh. What else?
Iron Man 3.
What?
I love Iron Man 3.
You mean Tony Stark 3.
Tony Stark 3.
The Adventures of Tony Stark.
Tony Stark 4.
Fuck.
Tony Stark 4.
That's true.
That's what I before Avengers came out, I was like, God, this is going to be Iron Man 3 before Iron Man 3.
Yeah. Basically,
Iron Man and Friends. But it wasn't as Iron Man. I think he got the most screen time, and Robert Downey Jr. walks out with 50 million. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't the only focus.
True.
But yeah.
That's it.
And Amazing Spider-Man, I love it, I love it, I love it.
Really? So, I'd go with Avengers.
Yeah.
Straight up. Nothing.
Again,
it makes me laugh.
It's a great film, so it's not like...
Yeah. Nobody's seen that coming, you know? Nobody's seen that it was going to be that good or do that well. You know, it was set up quite well, I think. I mean, sure, it's got its flaws, but what movie doesn't? Mm-hmm. Anyways, all right. Favorite comic publisher? Well, that's going to be a hard one, I think.
What does Kyle have a website dedicated to reviewing?
I don't know. Image Comics?
I think it begins with an M. I think it might be Marvel. Oh,
I think you meant Malibu Comics.
Oh, Marvel. It could have been that. Well, yeah, obviously, Marvel.
Marvel, of course. Okay, that's all right. Comic you thought you wouldn't like but ended up loving. Ooh. I can answer that one real quick. Fatal.
Okay.
Didn't want that fucking book. They kept putting it in my file. And eventually I read it after 12 issues, and I'm like, this is pretty good.
Is that the Matt Fraction
book? No, Brubaker and Phillips.
Oh, which one's the one Matt Fraction?
Oh, they do. He does Casanova.
I get, for some reason... Just as because I'm an idiot. I don't even pay attention. I thought that was Fraction. I'm not even sure anymore. I don't even know. I forget Brubaker exists, you know.
Yeah.
Because
he left.
Yeah, he left Marvel, and I think he's got a couple books coming from Image in October.
Yeah, he's got a new one called Velvet coming out.
Yeah. I can't remember who's the artist on that, but I'll probably end up picking it up. But yeah, that's a question now. Comic I thought I wasn't like, but ended up loving, is from a character that... No, anybody who says that they cared about this character before the series started is a damn liar, because he's been irrelevant. Nobody cared about... People go, oh, I hope they use elements of this in the new Avengers film. It's bloody Hawkeye. Nobody cared about Hawkeye. Until David Aja and Matt Fraction started working on it. And I was not looking forward. I got this thing where if it's a number one...
You gotta buy it.
I'll try it. I'll give it its fair chance. If it doesn't hook me in the first issue, I'm not bothering. If there's not something there, I'm not saying it has to be like a 9 out of 10 book in the first issue. Mm-hmm. But it has to have something that makes me think, well, this is good. Mm-hmm. Now, just if they managed to get this even better, or just kept keeping it at this level, I'd keep picking it up. But yeah, like I said, anyone who says they liked Hawkeye before,
I don't like.
Is a liar.
I don't.
I know you don't like Fraction anyway.
No, I don't,
you
don't like Hawkeye. Sucks, man. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, he's a stupid guy who wore an awful costume and he with no powers, and he used a bow and arrow.
Actually, it's not true. The only time I've actually really liked Hawkeye was in the Avengers cartoon, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, only because he was always lipping off the Hulk. Man, they're like, Hulk, you gonna stay? And he's like, oh, stay if Cupid stays. And he's all like, you want to go right now? I'm like, that's fucking funny. Anyways.
When Hawkeye tried to take over the Avengers, when he's going to lead the Avengers, because he kept having to save everyone every week.
Yeah. That iteration of Hawkeye was all right. But
yeah.
I don't know, man. Robin Hood does not need to be in a superhero comic.
Well, if you go for the Hawkeye series as well, it's not him being Avengers Hawkeye. It's his day off.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It's about his everyday life. Not.
Yeah, so if it was a Hawkeye fighting bad guys on a regular basis, I'd be like, nah, screw this. That's why I didn't bother with that Ultimate Hawkeye miniseries or whatever that was going on.
Right.
Nah, I don't need that.
Good answer, man. Good answer. Yeah. Okay. I guess we're at the last one here. Your favorite run or series of all time? That's a tough one.
Leave the hardest one.
Shit. Of all time? Like, obviously, in your opinion.
Mine's easier.
Okay.
Because, obviously, since 2011. I've been reading since 2011, but... God. Oh, God.
It's too hard.
Right.
Oh, wait. I'll go to my default and say ultimatum.
You're right. Okay. Now, do you say this? Are you serious? And you say this? And you just say this?
I love that book, man. It was awesome.
Oh, seriously.
Bob Hungry.
People hate it.
Everybody dies. It's so good.
Oh,
come on, the blob eats the wasp. I'm like, come on, man, that's awesome.
God's sake. But right, Again, it's hard. Snyder's Batman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going with Snyder's Batman.
Okay, I could see that. Especially, lots of talk about it.
Yeah, especially like the first 12 issues where it's that
whole... the Court of Owls.
Yeah, where he's... Batman is losing. When you think about that story itself, Batman is on the back and is on the back foot for the majority of that. The Owls are owning him. And it's probably got one of my favourite single issues. Issue, I think it was five or six. Mm-hmm. Which again wouldn't work in digitally unless you obviously, I think you screen lock it. But it's that first time. It's where I didn't know. I thought there was something wrong with the print copy itself. Uh-huh. I thought there was a printing error, but it's intentionally where you've got to turn it around because right. At this point. Batman's been caught in a maze and he's by the Owls for days. He's losing his mind. Oh, it's just so great.
Nice. Yeah, you can't knock that one because really they've already spun stuff out of it right away, like that Talon series. Is that still going, do you know?
I think so.
Yeah, see, like, obviously it had some impact with the fans.
I think one of them has, one of the Owls is on the Birds of Prey.
Really?
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they are. One of them is, yeah.
I'm surprised that book's still around. Oh, I forgot about it. Wow.
There's so many of the new 52 that I don't even know exist anymore.
That's exactly. I feel the same way. Like what?
I go on Comic Book Roundup where they have all the views of the books and everything. And then I see, Birds of Prey exists? Batwoman exists? Because I never hear people talking about it.
No, exactly.
And when I hate when I do, people say that. Batwoman, for example, is good, but it's not Wonder Woman, it's not Batman, so it's Superman's been bad by pretty much, everyone says Superman's been pretty poor in the New 52.
They had some pretty bad communication in the beginning between the series, right? Like Grant Morrison was doing his own thing, George Perez trying to do his own thing, and they're supposed to meet in the middle somewhere without talking to each other?
What's the denominator there? Grant Morrison. Batman Inc. Batman Inc. messing up the timeline and everything. But at first, Batman Inc. is before the New 52.
Right.
And now it's taking place in the New 52. Right. And it has to take place in the New 52 now because Damien's now gone from everything.
Yeah, they killed him.
So
I forgot.
Yeah. Huh. He comes back in a couple months in a mini series, one of those alternate... Because Batman 66 happens.
Right.
666 happens on the assumption that Damien is alive. It's one of those possible futures where Damien is alive, he is Batman, and the world has gone to hell. But this one of the stories based off that.
Very cool.